We are interviewing Mrs. Lamb, who lives just west of Swift Run Gap. What was your maiden name?
Haney.
Haney. H-A-N-E-Y?
That's right.
Where did you live when you were growing up?
At the top here, at the entrance of the Skyline Drive.
Okay. Who was your nearest neighbor? Do you recall?
Well, my uncle's family were the nearest.
How near were they?
But there were so many of the same distance.
Yeah. Okay, about how far away were the homes?
About a quarter of a mile.
That seems to be about general, the way they were. Now, you say your uncle lived there. Who else were your near neighbors?
The Deans and the Shepherds and the Beasleys, Lambs, McDaniels, Conyers, Knightons, Smiths.
Okay, now, what size family did most of them have?
Well, most everybody had around from 5 to 7 children.
5 to 7 children.
5 in my family.
5 in your family. Now, your father, what did he do to support you all? Did he use the trees?
Yeah, they peel bark.
Yeah.
In the earlier days.
Yeah.
Peel bark and hauled extract to the tannery in Elkton.
Yeah.
And they tended crops.
Yeah.
And they got money out of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, how would they haul the things into Elkton?
In the spring wagon.
In the spring wagon.
Now, who's going to know what a spring wagon is?
Oh, we all know what a spring wagon was. Did they use horses and mules or just horses?
Both horses and mules.
Yeah. How many did your father have?
He had 4 horses and 2 mules most of the time because for the wagon, they'd hook up 4 horses. That's the way we went to lawn party, rode on the hay.
Hey, what was a lawn party?
Well, they had the lawn parties in town, which was 7 miles away.
Sure.
And we looked forward to that, to going on Saturday night to the lawn party.
And what would go on at the lawn parties?
Oh, we'd make things go on. We'd buy a cone of ice cream for a nickel.
Yeah. Good old days.
2 scoops.
Yeah.
And that's what we had to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. How often?
Then at the lawn party, the local people would sing. They'd sing hymns.
Oh.
A lot of it was gospel singing.
Yeah. Was there any music accompaniment, like with banjos and fiddles?
Yeah, they had banjos and fiddles and guitars and violin.
Yeah.
They knew how to play.
I know they knew how to play them. Do you know if any of those banjos were made from the skin of a possum?
I don't know about the skin from the possum, but they made strings from cat guts.
They really did. They really did.
Cat entrails.
Yeah. You say your father had a large garden. What did he raise?
Everything that you could mention that you could raise, we raised there. Anything that comes up in the garden, we raised.
How did he keep the skunks and coons and things like that out of it?
Well, the dogs kept the skunks away.
Yeah, you had a lot of dogs. Most people did, didn't they?
Yeah, because they'd done a lot of hunting.
Yeah, that's right. What would they hunt?
Well, they had foxhounds and they hunted foxes.
Yeah.
Which was their sport mostly.
Did they use the skins, the pelts for anything?
Not at that time, I don't think they did.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had the squirrel dogs, they hunted squirrels and foxes. And coons.
Yeah.
They had regular coon dogs, you know.
Sure, yeah. When your father took the produce into town, there were quite a different ways that the people in the park or on park land got their got money. Some of them got credit in the stores and some of them got cash. Which did your father get? If he took like a dozen eggs in, would they give him money for it or did they give him credit at the store?
Well, they usually got flour, and which we could not raise wheat in the mountains, you see.
Yeah.
So we usually got a barrel of flour and the last year in the winter.
Yeah.
People buy it by the barrel.
Yeah.
And sugar and kerosene and...
So in other words, it was sort of like a trade.
Then. Yeah, because you raised everything else. You didn't have to have very much.
Yeah. Did you have a mill anywhere near that you would take your corn to?
Yeah, right at the foot of the mountain.
Right at the foot.
We shell corn at night, then put it in a bag, threw it across the horse and carried it down to the mill and had it ground. The best meal you ever tasted. Mm. Made the best cornbread.
Yeah.
And the best mush.
Mm-hmm.
Who would know about mush now?
How did you make mush?
Well, we'd put it put a kettle on and put water in to boil and then put salt in it, stir the mush in it, mm-hmm. Put some butter and let it cook until it was thick.
Yeah.
And then eat it with milk.
Mmm.
Delicious.
Oh, sure.
Nobody, anyone that hasn't tasted that has missed something good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, again, when they took the corn to the miller, did they pay the miller or did the miller take...
Take care of so much
10%.
Corn.
10%. Uh-huh. Yeah. Around 10%. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a very good way of working it, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Yeah, right. Were you around when the chestnuts were out?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the reaction when the chestnut blight came?
Well, we really missed the chestnuts because we used to take the chestnuts and buy our school books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we'd save them for wintertime, too.
Sure. And didn't a lot of people feed chestnuts to the hogs?
Yeah, we'd have to get up early to get to the tree before the hogs got on the tree. Watch that chestnut tree.
So you had about four horses. How you'd raised pigs and chickens. Any sheep?
Yeah, sheep, pigs, chickens. Cows, horses, we raised them all.
How many cows would you have?
Five. Most of the time.
Then you must have had excess butter that you could trade too, didn't you?
We didn't trade butter, we gave it away.
You gave it away?
We gave it to our neighbors.
Uh-huh.
In case we had butter and our neighbors didn't have it, well, we'd carry the butter and give it to them. Grand had a little tiny bucket that we'd put a print of butter down in and then finish filling it with milk and carry it to your neighbors when they didn't have any.
Oh.
People divided everything they had with their neighbors. There wasn't no selling.
Mm-hmm.
No welfare. Nobody lived on welfare.
No.
didn't ask for anything.
They were very independent people.
Very independent, they sure were.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and when there was sickness, everybody went and helped, didn't they?
They sure did. Men sawed up the wood and put it on the porch with the sick man. The women carried their food. Done all the work for the people.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to hire anything done.
Yeah.
People worked for one another.
That's right.
They lived. Everybody lived neighborly.
Yes. You mentioned school. Where was your nearest school?
Sunnyside.
Now, that was a one-room schoolhouse.
Yes, ma'am. We finished the seventh grade there.
Okay. Now, this Sunnyside was how far away from your home?
Oh, it's around 2 miles.
And you walked it?
Yes, ma'am. We walked it and enjoyed it.
Sure.
Sometimes my father would take us all on the slide when it was a deep snow.
Yeah.
Mm. All the kids would come and gather. He'd get the slide out, and all the kids would get on the slide.
Oh.
And slide us to school.
So then you went regardless of the weather, didn't you?
Yes, the weather didn't bother us.
Was this a 7-month out of every year?
7 months.
What did they teach in this school? The reason I'm asking this is that Carl Shiflett, maybe you know him.
This over this way?
Mm-hmm. He said that they mainly emphasized arithmetic.
They did.
Uh-huh. He said because this was so necessary for all the young people to know it well. And so they did emphasize arithmetic.
They sure did.
Mm-hmm. More than they do nowadays. And I bet you all learned how to really read and write too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Which is more than can be said nowadays. Yeah.
We had a chart then. We started on the chart.
A chart?
Yeah, now who would know what a chart is?
Yeah, what is a chart?
Well, it's a great big leaves. Oh.
Want me to shut this off?
5, 6, but went to in the early days.
Yes, what she was describing was sort of like a scroll that hung from the almost the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
And one sheet would have the letters, and then the next sheet would have the word cat with a picture cat of a cat underneath
it. A pig and a dog and
any
kind of animal. So
yeah.
You had to learn how to spell its name.
Right, yeah. You know, I heard a cute one the other day. This man said that his grandfather said about him, yeah, he's learned how to write real well, but he can't read what he's written. But this one-room schoolhouse, do you recall the name of the teacher? Or
well,
did you have several?
We usually had a new one every year.
Uh-huh. A new one every year.
Now you want to know why?
No, why?
Well, it was, they had to walk to school too. They walked there, they boarded with in our home, but they walked to the school. Well, that's, there's, some teachers taught 3 years.
Mm-hmm. But they boarded in your home?
Yeah, boarded in my home and my uncle's home. Well, uh-huh. See, we had another schoolhouse on the other side in Greene County. I lived in Rockingham,
yeah.
And my uncle lived in Greene County,
mm-hmm.
Which was about just a few steps across there to
sure.
Their house. They were our closest
yeah.
neighbors, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they boarded the teacher for Green County, and we boarded the one for
Lubbock. Did you get much money from the teacher for the boarding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't ask much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really don't remember. But
no.
It was very little.
Sure. Well, the teachers.
But we just enjoyed having them in our home because some we got. We just felt so close to, and they did us too. They just felt like they were at home in their home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it wasn't hard to please. What we cooked, they ate and liked it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of cooking, what was a typical meal? Now, you had, I imagine, three big meals a day,
yeah,
really.
Three cooked meals every day.
Yeah. So breakfast would be roughly what? What's the matter?
Well, hot biscuits every morning.
Yeah.
Buckwheat cake sometimes.
Yeah.
And red-eye gravy most of the time. That was made out of ham.
Yeah.
The red-eye gravy was.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we made gravy out of side meat, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which we thought was awfully good.
Sure. It was good.
But then we ate it with the hot biscuits, and then we had fried apples, and we had... Now this is for breakfast.
Yeah.
Fried apples, cottage cheese. We ate that with apple butter.
Mm-hmm.
On hot biscuits.
Yeah.
And sometimes we had eggs, but not very often because we had to save the eggs to buy sugar and coffee and kerosene.
Sure. Yeah.
Which was coal oil then, now it's kerosene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then on Sundays, we always had eggs for breakfast.
Oh, so you knew it was Sunday.
It was a treat.
Yes.
Eggs and ham, country ham.
Yeah, the best.
That was delicious.
Did you do your own curing of the ham?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We salted hams then.
Yeah, right. Did you eat any beef?
Well, when we butchered the beef, we did, but we didn't buy beef, not very much.
So you raised cattle, too?
Yeah. Ah. For the beef that we wanted to kill, put them out in high grass, so that, and then we'd feed them grain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got them ready to kill.
Yeah. How many did you have of those, usually?
Well, we got...
This is a nice...
This was our garden. This is where we hung our milk pots.
Oh, now what have I done?
Here was our best chestnut tree right back here.
Oh, that was a chestnut. Oh,
great
boy.
Big.
Yeah.
But you can't see it very well.
So you lived in a nice big two-story house.
It had a porch on the back.
Yeah.
A lower one and an upper one.
Yeah. Gosh. And your father built that himself?
Well, with the neighbor's help.
Yeah. Well, that's it. The neighbors always did help. Yes.
You help one another. Then
now, how did he get the wood for that? Did he cut down the trees and take them to the sawmill?
Took it to the sawmill, sawed the lumber.
Uh-huh.
Sawed them in the frames and everything. And then we had a stave mill down below there that had the staves. The staves we got, here's the stave mill. And the men that worked on it. That's right below our house.
That was right below your house. You know, oh, you have. I was going to say what you should do is write the names of them, but you have. Very good.
That gave people jobs. One was Uncle Pete Beasley. He was the main joiner.
Uh-huh.
Joining staves like this, you know, and you get the strips.
Yeah.
me show you something. That's Jeff.
You say your father had a store?
Yes.
Where was the store?
Located right behind the ranger station now, right behind it.
What did he sell?
Well, everything in the way of groceries.
Well, then why would he take things down to another store?
That was before he had the store. See,
we started
from the beginning then.
All right. Okay. So
then he started his own store. Now we're going to have a store.
Okay. So he had his own store. And did he sell to the mountain people?
Yes. The mountain people dealt with it.
All right. Then if they brought produce in, now like eggs and so on, what did he do with them then?
Well, a lot of times they came there and picked them up.
Uh-huh.
Someone came by in a wagon or
that's
some kind of vehicle and picked them up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't, he took them to Pritchard's at Elkton.
Okay.
He was a produce man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very few there now.
Yeah, I know it. How about beans? Did people dry their beans?
Yes, ma'am. Just like I'm doing now.
Okay, how would they dry them? Would they string them up or what?
A lot of people strung them, and a lot of people put them out on big sheets and mm-hmm. put them up on the buildings to dry.
Yeah, same as they did apples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have snips and dumplings during the winter.
Mm.
Nothing better than dried beans.
No.
I have 5 trays drying right now. I haven't got them back yet.
then they would keep all winter long, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you put them in a clean bag.
Mm-hmm.
You dried them until they'd rattle. And then you put them in a clean bag and tied them up and hung them up.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't leave them lay down. You hung them.
Oh, where would you hang them? Like in?
In the outbuilding.
Okay.
So that any place that was dry.
Yeah. In the spring, you all had a spring house, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
And in that you kept your milk, butter, cottage cheese, anything else? Meat? Did you ever keep meat in there?
Yeah, we didn't have a refrigerator, so a lot of times if we cooked meat and had some left over, we'd carry it to the spring house and put them in a jar and put pops, lids over, like plates or something.
Did you ever hear of canning meat?
Yes, ma'am. We canned meat.
You did?
Canned a lot of meat. Canned beef.
How would it taste, canned beef?
Tastes better than it does in the freezer. Much better. Because it kept its flavor.
How would you do it?
Well, we'd slice it in chunks and put it in a can. Seal the can.
You'd have to process the can, though.
Oh, yeah. Everybody boiled their cans then.
Uh-huh.
They put them in hot water.
Well, yeah.
A lot of times you take them to the old black kettle and fill it up full of water and make fire under it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the way we did the cans.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We carried them to the spring. You see, we had a big spring, and we did it right there, and then you could rinse them with the cold water after you got through boiling them.
Sure. Speaking of the spring and water, how did you do your laundry?
Well, you wouldn't thought it was easy, but it was.
Really?
We had a big old tub.
Yeah.
A washbowl.
Mm-hmm.
Scrubbed your clothes. Well, we used that black kettle in to boil the water.
Mm-hmm.
To wash your clothes in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after we washed the clothes, all the sheets we'd put back in the big old kettle and boil them, be sure that there was no germs left.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if anybody had been sick.
Sure.
We boiled all their clothes.
Yeah.
The clothes that they had used and all the bed clothes.
Yeah.
And you boiled your clothes until they were just as white as snow. And you hung them out so you didn't see any yellow clothes. They were all white.
Sure.
Everything
that lye soap was good
was
soap.
Supposed to, when we made soap.
Yeah. Yeah, that
people that's didn't good buy soap until later on in years.
Right. Did your mother make most of your clothes?
Yes, she did.
Uh-huh. Did she use
she
an old?
She was a nice seamstress.
Did she use the
treadle machine?
Yeah, treadle machine. Do you? Did your grandmother ever tell about spinning?
She sure did.
Yeah.
She kept a spinning wheel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She spun all her wool.
Yeah.
Made their clothes. And made their socks. Knitted socks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about church. Where was your nearest church? Or where? What church did you go to?
I went to the Fern Hill Church, which the people built themselves. Mm-hmm. Everybody got together, felt like they needed a church.
Yeah.
First we had a tabernacle. And you know what a tabernacle is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you'd better tell it for this.
That's just a building with a roof over it, no sides to it, and
mm-hmm.
benches.
Mm-hmm.
And then the altar was in the front.
Yeah.
And everybody went to the tabernacle and worshiped. And it was always filled. There were enough people to fill it, because when you had services at that tabernacle, everybody came. Nobody stayed away from church.
Mm.
That was our church then.
Yeah.
But then later on, we felt the need of a church. So people got together. Some would, they raised the money by selling extract wood. Maybe some would sell chickens, some sell eggs, anything to raise the money to start the church. It wasn't long until we had a church. And it was beautiful.
How far away from your home was
right
it?
Right across the road.
Oh, that was handy. The minister, was he in from the neighborhood, or?
No, he was sent from college.
Oh.
From the Shenandoah College.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Over at Dayton at that time.
Mm-hmm. Did he live with anybody, or?
He lived with us.
He lived with you, too. Oh, how nice.
We'll never forget him. He was only 17 years old when he came there to practice.
Oh.
And when we had our church dedicated, he wasn't old enough to dedicate the church, so we had to get another minister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his name, I'd like to call his name, he's one of the finest boys you'd ever met. His name was Carl Heiser.
Carl Heiser.
And after we finished the church, we wanted to name it Heiser.
Uh-huh.
Mount Heiser.
Yeah.
But there were so many ferns around, and the ferns were so beautiful, that they decided to name it Fern Hill. That's the name he wanted to give.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave it the name that he wanted instead of naming it for him.
Oh. Uh-huh. So everybody came regularly to church.
Yeah, when the church was dedicated, there wasn't room in the church for the people. So many, they had to stand on the outside.
Isn't that wonderful? People had to walk a long distance, some of them, to church,
yeah,
too, didn't they?
There was a place known as Dean Mountain, which you'll...
Yes!
Well, they walked from Dean Mountain there to church.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Best singers that you've ever heard come from Dean Mountain.
Really?
There was a man that sang bass. He understood. See, we had singing school, so people sang by note.
Mm-hmm.
And sing by ear. Well, some did too. But,
yeah.
But they learned the notes
uh-huh.
through the singing master.
Mm.
And this one man, his name was Big Meadows. Everybody will know him if you mention it.
Big Meadows?
Bid. B-I-D-D was his name. Bid Meadows, everybody called him. And he lived at Big Meadows.
Uh-huh.
He was a bass singer. One of the finest you ever hear.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You, did you, with your apple butter boiling, did all the neighbors get together when that?
Yes, ma'am. Everybody helped everybody.
Yeah. Did you make it sort of a party, or
yes,
was it just a job to get done?
Yes, that's one job we looked forward to, was apple butter boiling.
Uh-huh. You peeled apples all one day.
At night, we had apple peelings, too.
At night, too.
And the neighbors came in and helped peel apples. We'd put them in barrels,
yeah,
as we'd peel them. So we'd make apple butter by the barrels of apples we had. So many barrels for a kettle.
Yeah. And the apple butter boiling, was this done during the day or night?
We hoped it'd be at night.
Sure. It was more fun then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All around the apple stir, all around the apple butter kettle once. Let's go. Once around the kettle and twice through the middle. Then you're supposed to kiss the person that you were stirring with. Boy and a girl usually stirring.
Yeah. Was there any dancing at all to kill the time while some people were stirring, others would dance?
Yeah, sometimes they danced.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My father didn't allow much of it because he didn't think it was right for us to dance.
Oh, he didn't? I wonder why.
We'd do the Virginia Reel, and that's about all he'd ever allow us to do.
Yeah. Do you recall any of the tunes that were played? Any of the music that was played? Turkey in the Straw?
Yeah, Red Wing, Uncle Josh.
Uncle Josh?
Yeah.
Haven't heard of Uncle Josh.
You haven't?
No. Toussaint Gal?
No, I don't know about that.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd play a lot of hymns, too.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Right. Uncle Josh, have you any idea how that tune went?
I can't sing.
Whistle?
No, that was mostly talking.
It was a talking one?
Yeah. We had a record of Uncle Josh. So that was what we're talking. But that Red Ring, that was all music.
Yeah.
And that was good.
That's a good one, yeah. Mm. Did you ever hear the tune Fox Chase or Fox Hunt?
Yeah, I think I've heard it, but I don't remember it too well.
Yeah. That was must have been beautiful. I've been trying to get a recording of that and haven't been able to so far. Now, all of you helped in the garden, didn't you?
Yeah, just as soon as the children got large enough, everybody went to the garden.
Yeah. And you all helped with the milking and taking care of the cattle. Were your hogs allowed to run loose?
Yeah, they run loose in the woods most of the time. Well, sometimes we fenced them off.
Mm-hmm.
From the cattle and the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
We had a regular place for the sheep. That was,
yeah,
on top of the hill. We had a sheep building. And we just kept sheep in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we had the buildings for the different animals. Kept most of the chickens in the chicken house, but then we had a side there for geese. We had turkeys, geese, guineas, chickens.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
And ducks.
Ducks.
Mm-hmm. We had most everything.
Then you must have had a pond.
Oh, we
on
did.
Your property.
We had a lot of ponds.
Uh-huh. Did you have to chop the ice to get during the winter so the cattle could drink the...
We have.
Yeah.
We had a big watering trough. They went to the watering trough to drink.
Mm.
But sometimes they'd freeze over and then we'd have to chop the ice and let the stock out of the barn.
Yeah. Mm.
Then one time we had such a deep snow, it was in March. can recall the year, but we had this deep snow, and we all, us kids, had to shovel snow until we shoveled a path so the stock could get through to the watering truck. That was fun.
Yeah.
Then we'd let them out of the barn. They couldn't go any place else. They had to stay in path. And then they, as soon as they drank, they'd come around. They'd turn around and come back to the barn.
Yeah.
Snow was so deep.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Were there any particular illnesses that you recall?
Yes, the old flu.
During the war, 1917. Mm-hmm. That got a lot of people, didn't
it? Yes, it sure did.
Yeah. Did Dr. Ross come up to your area?
Not Dr. Ross, Dr. Shacklett. Dr. Shacklett and Dr. Lewis and Dr. Gordon.
Where were they from? Elkton?
Elkton.
How would you get in touch with them?
Call them by telephone.
You had a phone in your house?
Yeah, we had two telephones on the mountain. One was ours and one was my uncle's.
Uh-huh.
At that time,
yeah.
Earlier, we only had the two. And we called the doctors for all the people around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they'd come in a buggy. Mm-hmm. Then we had a dentist named Dr. Pennington.
Uh-huh.
And he only came through on Sundays. That's when we'd have to wait. If we had the toothache during the week, we couldn't have teeth pulled until Sunday.
I wonder why he came on a Sunday.
Well, I guess he thought he'd catch more people than needed. Because during the week, they were in the fields. In the summertime, they were in the fields, or they were in the woods or somewhere.
Yeah.
He'd probably get more people.
Mm-hmm.
Care more people. I remember when he took care of me one time.
What about it?
He pulled my two jaw teeth. They never had cocaine or anything to put on them. They just set you down and pulled your teeth.
Yeah.
And you could holler if you wanted to.
Yeah. Oh boy, yes.
I sat in a rocking chair. I never will forget it. I didn't do much rocking though.
Oh, no. Oh, you poor girl. How old were you then?
Well, I must have been about, that's when I pulled two jaw teeth. I guess I was around, they ate, that's why I pulled them. Why I hadn't pulled them.
He never filled
teeth?
He didn't fill teeth?
Not much.
Uh-huh.
They let them decay. We let them decay first.
Yeah.
Okay. too long a time between the dentist travels.
Yeah, right. Now, while we're talking about medicines, I know your mother must have known a lot of herbs. Do you recall any of them and what their uses were?
Well, early in the spring, we could hear them talking. They have to have blood medicine now. We got to give them something for the blood. So it was tea, sassafras, calamus, C-A-L-M-U-M-A-S, I believe, calamus tea and sassafras.
Uh-huh. How about if you had a cold?
Well, if it got too bad, we'd have to have a poultice put on us.
Poultice. And that was made out of what?
Mustard.
Mustard.
And some lard. We call it mustard poultice.
Uh-huh. Was there any cornmeal mixed in that?
Well, I guess you'd have to put some cornmeal in it to keep it from blistering.
Yeah. Did you ever hear the cornmeal and onion plaster? Poultices. Did you use those too?
Yeah, we used a lot of onion poultices.
Yeah.
For a lot of different. Let's see, we used onion poultice when we cut our foot, I think. Cut our feet. Stuck a nail in.
Oh. Did it work?
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about all these herbs.
It drew the poison out.
Everybody
And we used
dropped
a lot of
them.
Turpentine, too.
What'd you use turpentine for?
Well, if you're stuck a nail in your foot, that's the first thing you do, pour turpentine on. Kill the germs.
Did you ever hear of kerosene and sugar for a cough?
Oh, I should say so. Wish I had a dollar for all of that.
Did it do any good?
Sure.
Really?
We didn't have anything else that had to do good.
Yeah.
It was too far away for a doctor to come. Sometimes he didn't get there. He wouldn't get there for 2 days after you called him.
Yeah.
Depending on the weather. Mm-hmm. It's bad weather, he couldn't come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the weather, the roads were bad, you see, at times. And it'd get muddy. And the mud would go on most to the hub.
Yeah.
Of the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the buggy. Uh-oh. Wonder if I'm getting it.
What? Oh, I think you did.
I've been trying to.
That's how you did. Say, for instance, somebody, a neighbor, got very ill, or got very ill, what would happen? Would you all take food to that home?
We sure did. Everybody did.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was concerned about their neighbors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was really like one huge family,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Was there much visiting back and forth between people in one area and one in another?
Everybody visited everybody.
Was this mainly on
one
Sunday?
One person didn't feel that they were any better than the other one.
No. Did you do this mainly on Sunday?
Yeah, mostly on Sunday. Like I go to, we'd go to our neighbor's house, maybe way up on a mountain, close to Dean Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
We had, and there was an elderly couple up there, Mr. and Miss Shipley, and all of the young people just loved to go to their house. And eat. Because they cooked hay beans.
Cooked what?
She cooked hay beans.
What are hay beans?
The beans we're drying now were called hay beans that people dry.
Uh-huh.
Now you mention it, these young people, they don't know what you're talking about.
No, how would you fix them then to make them called hay beans?
Well, we dry them.
Dry them?
We call them dry. See, you call them dried beans.
Yeah.
But then they call them hay beans.
Ow.
They dried them like hay.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
You didn't hear hay beans.
No, I've never heard of hay beans.
When you eat these dried beans, you'll be eating hay beans.
How were they cooked? Were they boiled?
In a black cook pot.
Uh-huh.
Put them on. You remove the
shell.
Yeah, from this black stove, and put them in a black cook pot with a hunk of side meat.
Mmm.
Boy, were they good.
And you know, that has more nourishment, they have discovered, than anything else. How did you keep your vegetables over the winter? Did you have a root cellar, or did you dig a trench to put the turnips and cabbages and stuff?
Well, the apples, and we had a cellar that had a roof on it, but it was underground.
Mm-hmm.
Just had the roof and the door down under the ground, but we had a dug out so you could get to it.
Oh, root cellar then.
Yeah, that's where you'd keep your apples and your potatoes. And well, we buried the cabbage in the ground, out in the garden.
Yeah.
Making a
head
trench.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bury the cabbage and the turnips.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's about it. Oh, sometimes we buried potatoes too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we buried a lot of potatoes.
Yeah. And they came out just as fresh as when you put them
yes,
in.
Yes, indeed. The cabbage especially.
Cabbages were big,
sweet,
weren't they?
Great, big, my land, they lay way. They were like that.
Sure. I know it. I've heard that nobody's been able to grow cabbages like
there,
they did
nobody
up there.
Nobody has since they left the mountain. See, my father took in, now this is the way he made a lot of extra money too, which wasn't much, because he had took in cattle from the valley, and they'd drive them up during the during the spring, mm-hmm. early in the spring, they'd drive them up to the pasture to stay all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then these men would always eat at our house. They'd come for dinner, you see. We had dinner in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
We didn't have it in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And these men would come to eat. And we'd cook something of everything we had, you know. You put a lot on the table so there'd be enough for people if they come in, because you always ask people to eat. Everybody did.
Yes.
They didn't go away without eating.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd fry ham, boil cabbage, and they didn't want cabbage because they didn't like cabbage. And I can hear my father say, well, just try some of this cabbage. They did. And then they'd come back to eat cabbage.
Yeah, it had a sweetness to
it. Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were well seasoned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the side meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever, I do know that some people, you know, would burn off patches of the woods to grow huckleberries, so the huckleberries would come up better in the spring. Did you ever hear of that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go sit to it.
Yeah. I have it on tape. I even know the names of the people that did it.
It's got in there.
I know. It really, well. You said that you used to raise some cane. I mean the sugar kind.
We raised both kinds.
Did you make sorghum?
Sorghum molasses. We had a machine. We borrowed the machine. We'd bring it to the mountain, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when we'd have fun.
Yeah.
Making that sorghum molasses.
That was.
See it run down. The stream go down and catch the syrup as it come out.
Yeah. Did you
put
ever
in jars?
Jokes. And put sorghum in the middle of it to make candy?
Not the snow. We made the candy, but we didn't use snow.
Uh-huh. You'd have taffy pulls?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Pull that tack until it got white.
Yeah.
Real light.
Mm-hmm.
And then lay it out on paper, wax paper. If we had wax paper then, I don't recall. I don't think there was either, but
no.
You'd get it on some kind of paper that didn't stick.
The brown paper didn't stick then.
That must have been what we put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd plait it.
Yeah.
Boy, it was pretty candy.
Yeah.
Good too.
That's right, it was. Was the same kettle used for apple butter boiling as was used for sorghum?
No.
No.
Don't think so.
But you know those kettles are expensive.
That sorghum was made as it come out. It was hot.
Yeah.
You had a fire under it.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about it, but because my parents did it.
Yeah.
And I was real small then.
Mm-hmm. You were mentioning before that you had a... You said that you had a homemade sled. How was that made? From staves or barrels or...
Yes, see, you had to make it from something that would bend so they... runners would be up.
Yeah.
Hickory, I guess.
Uh-huh.
The runners.
Yeah, the runners. And did you have any way to steer it?
Yeah. You put piece in front, and then you would put a little chain or a rope or something and draw it back and forth.
Sure, yeah.
And which side you wanted to go on.
Mm-hmm.
But most time it just went straight.
Yeah.
You didn't have to pull it because you would sleigh ride when the snow was deep, and then you'd have already make your track.
Sure. Yeah.
Then we had a big sled. A bunch of us all get on that.
Oh, great. That must have been lots of fun, like a toboggan.
Yeah, almost. It was fun.
Yeah. What toys did you have when you were a little girl?
We didn't have a lot of toys.
Any dolls?
Yeah. We had homemade dolls.
Uh-huh. Sort of like rag dolls?
Yeah, we made a lot of rag dolls, and then we, at Christmas time, we would get a store-bought doll. That's all we'd get.
Yeah.
Except oranges, and maybe a couple oranges, and bananas, some kind of fruit, and candy.
Did you ever do the Kris Kringler?
Yeah. Oh, we had fun then.
Yeah.
Everybody did it then.
Sure. Right.
The people would come from Dean Mountain down to our place, and we'd go from our place to Dean Mountain.
Yeah. And that was then for 12 days,
to, then
wasn't it?
Then we'd come to Swift Run, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to come from, see, that's at the foot of this mountain.
Yes.
That's where we went to church before we had a church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would dress my.
Yeah.
I wouldn't guess who you are.
Did you, this is not a very happy question, but about your funerals. I was asking about the funerals. They didn't do embalming, did they? Until more recently. So what would they do? Have funerals sooner, or you know, or would they would they wait a few days?
Well, they usually had the funeral on the third day.
On the third day.
Maybe in the morning.
Uh huh. And the body was kept in the home.
Mm-hmm. You have a place you have to take it.
Yeah. Would they use? Did they always stay right there by the grave until it was completely filled? That shows great reverence. I like that. Wish
yeah,
they did it now.
Never late.
Did they have engraved monuments, or did they use rocks?
They used stones and engraved the names on them.
Mm-hmm.
With another rock, with a slate rock.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know what a slate rock is?
Yeah.
We had a lot of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about weddings? How did you meet your husband?
I met him at a cemetery.
Oh, well, that's an auspicious beginning.
I asked my cousin who he was. And I said, who's that boy over there? He's very good looking. I hadn't known him when I was younger.
Did he live near you?
No, not there.
Uh-huh. How was courting done?
Usually went to the parlor.
Yeah. And were you chaperoned?
You were always, there was always somebody around.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't often left alone.
Yeah, right. Would he come like every Sunday or?
Well, every Sunday was enough, they thought. And you had to go to church.
Sure, right.
We did most of our courting going to church and coming back.
Right across the street? That didn't give
well,
you much time.
Well, that was before we had the church up there. We walked to Swift Run. Everybody walked to church.
Oh, then. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This church down below. Yeah. That's still in, that was in the Shenandoah National Park, too. They mm-hmm. tore all the churches down. We tried to get them to leave them, but no, they wouldn't.
I know. Even and now they're very sorry that they didn't leave.
They're not as sorry as we are, because we could have gone back and had funerals and had mm-hmm. meetings there.
Yeah.
Had reunions and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we did when they dedicated the church. Oh, that was one of the biggest dinners that was ever put out.
Everybody brought something.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, we had everything on those tables.
Well, now tell me about your wedding. How was that done? They were more simple then, weren't they?
Yeah, they didn't pay any attention. They just got married and came to church the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah. Had your husband built a house for you, or?
No.
Then where did you live?
Well, we lived in Washington. We went to Washington.
D.C.?
Uh-huh. We lived there 12 years afterwards. But most people lived with their parents.
Yeah.
Since they got married, they just went in with their parents and lived until they couldn't get a better start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We haven't really touched on the thing that I think is one of the most important. What was the reaction of the people when they knew the park was coming and they were going to have to move out?
Well, at first all the people were happy about it because they didn't tell the people the truth. They told them that they would always live there. And they were so happy because we were getting the road through the places, and they were willing to donate some of the land, and they did. My father donated, I think it was 25 acres. They asked him to, and they did it, but expecting to stay there.
Yeah.
But then, after the state had bought it, donated it to the government, get out. And then they had to go. They don't tell that.
No, that I had not known. Now, when the people had to get out, did they resist?
Well, they didn't want to go. They didn't. Any people want to leave them out?
No.
They cried over it. The older people, especially, didn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I was glad to get out, but mm-hmm. I wanted to change. The younger people did.
Sure.
But the older people who had established their lives there and established their homes and
right.
depended on living there the rest of their days, because I've heard my mother say, I hate to see these four walls go down because they've talked to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you had to see your home after you worked so hard to build it. And my father had just built a new service station. He had a store and a service station. He had a business of his own. But they had to get out. They were not allowed to have business there. That was hard. It was hard for the older people, and a lot of them died from grief. I had an aunt who died from grief. She loved that mountain so much. She was a postmistress there.
Oh.
Our post office was named Fern Hill,
mm-hmm.
just like the church.
Yeah.
She didn't live here long after she left the mountain.
Yeah.
She was our choir leader.
Mm-hmm.
She had a strong voice to sing.
Do you suppose that's one of the reasons the people have scattered so?
For sure.
Yeah.
Of course, most of the older people have died.
Yeah.
But all the middle-aged people, some of them have died too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But everybody got scattered when they had to leave the mountain. Some went to one side and some went the other.
Did any of them go down like into Wolftown or into Ida?
They went to Ida, Wolftown. Yeah, my parents moved to East Point. They bought a home over there and moved to East Point. But they were never satisfied like they were in the mountains.
No.
Because people that moved out on these big farms didn't know how to operate the farms. Because they'd been used to all the mountain work. The soil in the mountain was so fertile that you didn't have to fertilize it, but out in the valley they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did they, speaking of fertilizing, did they open up new fields with the gardens, you know, garden for a while and then open up new fields, or did they do plant rotation of crops?
What do you mean, in the homesteads or in the mountains?
Up in the mountains.
Well, they call them new grounds.
That's it. They'd open up new grounds.
They'd open up new ground and plant a patch. Maybe they wanted a patch of turnips or a patch of potatoes or a plain corn and beans, and they sometimes it did better in the new grain.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure. Mm-hmm.
I know we just had loads and loads of beans all the time.
Yeah.
We dried and we canned.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't freeze because we didn't have anything to freeze them in.
Well, is there anything that you could think of that I have missed that you feel should be part of the record?
Well, I think the mountain people have been misrepresented so much by saying that the only way they had, I have heard it, the only way that they had living was through bootlegging.
Mm.
Well, we didn't do any bootlegging because of nobody was, I mean, there was some.
Yeah.
But it wasn't around right in our vicinity because
mm-hmm.
nobody wanted to bootleg.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some of it went on, and maybe that's the only way they had to feed their family, I don't know. But we fed ours other ways.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy wouldn't allow an empty whiskey bottle on our place.
Mm-hmm.
If he did, he'd break it.
Mm-hmm. It'd be worth money now, that empty whiskey bottle.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, there have been so many misrepresentations, and I hope we can get the story the way it should be for everybody. You know, I surely appreciate you having taken all this time. You're a very wonderful person, and I thank you ever so much.
Most of people were raised in a Christian home. People were Christians then.
Mm-hmm.
They were
Christians honorable too.
For one another.
Yeah.
You loved your fellow man,
mm-hmm.
but you don't now.
Yeah.
You work against them. I mean, the people, the majority of the people are working against one another
yeah.
instead of working for one another.
Right.
But then they work for one another.
Sure. And there was no stealing.
If anybody, no, you leave your doors open. Oh,
right.
That's one thing we should stress.
Yes. They were so darn
honorable.
Nobody
ever locked the door. No matter where you go to church meetings at night, you could go to town, you could go. We didn't do much going to town. We only went about once or twice a year at night.